This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how to put a smile on my face, Mr. Greg Cassidy. You do indeed.
Thank you.
He reminded me that there could be some residual treats left over that have been refrigerated through the night.
Yep.
I will examine those closely coming up soon, but I have to run my jaw here for a little bit. Good morning. Welcome, by the way. It is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is a happy hump day, Trump day. Probably your top story. Epstein resolution will go to Trump. You know, some information has been coming out, leaking out. It's out there.
Yep.
This guy Epstein appears to be a guy who is a schmoozer, a name dropper, a networker who, yes, of course, happened to be a pedophile and a weirdo.
Yeah.
Okay? And so he's going to have friends in high places. That's what he does. The thing is, you know, can you be friends with somebody? And once you find out, no, this person is into, no.
Uh-huh.
We're not just talking about like a lifestyle thing.
You
find out your friends are swingers, you might not want to get drunk and fall asleep at their house. But
I mean, there's a difference between just having a little thing and it's like your business.
Yes.
You know,
and when you're doing things that are not just, let's just say, you know, tawdry or whatever, we're talking about illegal.
Yes.
We're talking about like the worst things you could do.
Mm-hmm.
And at any time it's affecting minors or utilizing minors, I mean, it's just, sorry, all bets are off. So it'll be interesting to see if anything real comes from that. You know, we'll get some input from, because she voted for the resolution, Congresswoman Kat Kamick.
Yep.
She'll be along at 8:05. So make sure you check that out. And if you miss it, we've got the podcast for you every minute, every issue on demand. It's now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Light up, everybody!
Yes.
For the celebration that is called Light Up. Ocala. Kind of anti-dramatic there.
Yeah. Okay.
You tuned me out, Greg.
I'm sorry.
There's always a check test going on here.
Well, the fact that I wasn't looking at you had something to do with it.
Can't keep my eyes off of you.
It's been a musical morning because actually we had some musical discussion before the show based on comments yesterday of songs that could or could not have been by the Carpenters, Anne Murray, Paul Anka, or Neil Sedaka.
And I said Neil Sedaka, one of his songs, what is it, Singing in the Rain, Dance?
Having My Baby was the song that we were talking about.
I knew that.
And you thought it was Neil Sedaka instead of Paul Anka.
No. Oh, no. I
And then the Carpenters were Anne Murray.
But that was yesterday.
That's what I meant.
But today,
yes,
I said Sedaka. Neil Sedaka, one of his songs.
Yes.
I thought it was a woman singing.
Right, Laughter in the Rain. Because he did have a very high voice.
He
That's
did.
True. So,
yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
This worked
for Mickey all these
years.
This
is my non-radio voice.
We have a button we push, makes Bob sound, you know.
Drop.
More manly.
Drop them or push them back up.
Exactly. Just one little button.
Yeah.
So that's
Michael
why.
Michael Jackson used to do that.
We know the reality is he faked that.
I know Mike Tyson used to.
His is real, and you shouldn't make fun of him because he'll find you and beat you to death.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So this whole bunny trail on music is kind of where all that came from. So, but Light Up Ocala, big deal.
Light up.
Yeah, are you going to go into You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone?
No.
Okay.
Light Up by Styx, an early hit. Yeah, it's
okay.
A very good song, by
gotcha.
The way. Light Up Ocala returns to downtown this weekend. You know the dealio. It gets busy, and that's an understatement.
Oh, yeah.
So park appropriately, plan appropriately, give yourself a little extra time. It is the holiday lighting ceremony of the year in Ocala. It is always a big deal. It's always a lot of fun. They expect 100 vendors, live entertainment, lighting of the tree, of course.
Yeah.
And it is the 41st Light Up Ocala, and it is this Saturday from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. And this will...
glad it's not a.m. because that's really dark, which the lights would look nice at that hour, though.
Yeah, well, they could start it with the lighting instead of culminating with the lighting.
Yes, they
which
could.
Would be easier on our schedule, probably.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the event will kick off with the Junior Sunshine Holiday Parade and a special appearance by Santa.
Really? Early? Man.
Well, you
they
know,
got some pull in Ocala
gets,
then.
He gets busier and busier as it gets closer.
I'm
you
surprised
know.
They can book him that early.
Free shuttle service will be available from four different locations starting at 2 p.m. ending at 9 p.m. So you got the Marion Technical Institute on Fort King. You got the E.D. Krosky Recreation Center on 4th. You got the Ocala Skate Park there on Northeast 9th and Discovery Center on Sanchez. And they'll all drop you off in various locations that are very close to the celebration, and that's always, like I said, always good time.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. What else do we have going on? Oh, good time. How's your prostate?
Excuse me?
How's your prostate?
Depends on the day.
Maybe that's
the
not.
Time.
Maybe that's not a good question. Maybe you should say, mm-hmm. "Hey, don't forget mm-hmm. to get your prostate checked."
That's true.
Because when you do, you know, breast awareness, you don't say, hi, how the hanging are.
Right. Or
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Let the puppies breathe,
very
things like
rude.
That.
Be very
rude. And yeah. I would never say things like that.
Uh-huh.
But I do want men to take care of their prostates and the old, the head ball coach is pitching in. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's
he's not doing it, is he?
He's calling the shots.
Okay.
I mean, he's calling the plays.
All right. He's in charge.
No, it's just a blood test, people. Don't be freaking out.
Yeah.
But it is a PSA test. Look, it's not the perfect indicator whether there's problems or not, but at least it is mm-hmm. a indicator.
Right.
And especially if you haven't been checked in a while. Once you get this done, it's actually, they're going to do it before the game. And so it's Saturday from 2:30 to 7:30, right across from the stadium. Gate 2 at the Exact Tech Arena, you know, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Gate 2, 2:30 to 7:30. And it's this really could end up saving your life. You got to pay attention to these things.
Yep.
And they'll have some exclusive Gator swag.
Ooh, that's always
good. And a chance to fight prostate cancer together. Come on, prostate. Take that. I don't know. That was kind of weird. And I didn't make that up either.
No?
Fight prostate together.
Sounds so violent. But painful. But.
Times that's what it takes.
That's true.
Got to fight fire with fire.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just a little public service announcement for you. The Saudi prince was in town hanging out with Trump. I told you Trump would get $1 trillion out of him.
Well.
And he did. Details on that and other things. It's all going on today on a happy hump day, Trump day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's going to be another day in paradise warming up. It'll be nice.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah. Take advantage of it if you can, my friends. Hey, I went to the doctor yesterday. They drained my knee, and they gave me a shot of cortisone. Yeah. And that's after I looked at the MRI, took some x-rays. Here's the funny part, uh-oh, if you can call it funny.
Yeah.
So he said, yep. Looking at your x-rays, and they had me stand together, and I'm thinking, well, I guess, I don't know, they want to look at my other knee. I don't know why.
Sure.
And he goes, yep. I go, that knee is bad. And he goes, but it wasn't the one you were here for.
Oh. Whoops. Roy.
Yeah, basically he said, yeah, we might have you back out playing and stuff. You take it easy, you know, maybe in 8 weeks. Which I thought was pretty good.
It sounds like you need a double neology.
Well.
Or something.
I said, really? 8 weeks? That's pretty good. And he goes, well, you've been running around doing sports and different things on that other knee, right? And I go, oh, yeah. And he goes, yeah, if that knee allows you to do that, you're not going to be bothered by this knee.
Wow.
Which I don't know. So it's kind of one of those good, kind of good news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, how much do you abuse it knowing it's worse than the one you just hurt?
It's all been abused for years and years and years. That's what happens. And like my initial doctor a long time ago helped me with my knee, Dr. Keith Meister. He worked under Pete Indelicato, was a team doctor for the Gators, and he operated on part of my knee, and he explained to me his idea of meniscus, because anybody who's around our age is probably going to have to deal with a meniscus issue. It's a shock absorber of the knee. And basically what he says is, look, genetically, it's what you're born with.
Gotcha.
You're born with Michelins, Firestones, or retreads.
Gotcha.
He said, the good news is you don't have retreads. The bad news is you don't have the Michelins either. So, yeah, it takes its wear and tear, and just have to deal with it. We get old. And he said something about replacing, and I go, man, yeah, let's replace the meniscus. Easy peasy. He goes, yeah, well, that hasn't gone so well. And I go, what were you referring to? Oh, replace the knee.
I'm shocked how many people I know that have had knee replacement. It really just, it's...
They say everybody's doing it.
Oh, all the cool kids.
There's more knee replacements than tattoos these days.
Oh, my goodness, that's a lot.
Yeah. So, I know that's probably in my future at some point, unless science can get it together and do something.
You just want like a pill or a shot.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, I don't know. Two heart attacks. You'll do anything for attention. That's a little less deadly now.
I was figuring, and it's only been like, what, 4 months since my heart attack.
Yeah, so it's about time for something else to draw attention to yourself.
And, yeah, so if, yeah, about four. Know. So now I've got about 4 months to try to stay out of trouble, and then we'll come up with something new.
Well, lots of parts that, you know, could need fixing.
Hey, you got to work an extra hour yesterday. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I'm waiting for that Bob Rose pay differential with the union.
Oh, yeah. Do you need to talk to the boss about
that?
I have no control over that. No control over that.
He's laughing right now if he's got the radio, which we know he listens.
Our boss?
Yes.
No.
Oh, no. He's
care in one eye and concern in the other, Greg.
It is
That's
words,
all I
and
see.
I can't even hear him where right, Cassidy. That's, I could hear it in my head, in his voice.
This story is a pretty big deal. It gets a little convoluted. Bear with me. Anti-Israel agitators, okay? The ones who spread disruption all over college campuses and were punished by authorities. Guess what? Those same people were awarded checks for $1,000 by a Muslim nonprofit, according to the New York Post. That's right. You're an activist.
Yeah.
You spread disruption. You get in trouble. Okay?
Yeah.
You get punished, and you get $1,000.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's like getting paid twice, because I'm sure they had a little something up front, too, from somebody.
That's possible as well.
Yeah.
The money was given to students who faced penalties for leading pro-Palestinian protests before and after the Hamas attack on Israel, October the 7th, 23. According to a bombshell report by the Network Contagion Research Institute. Network Contagion Research Institute, the NCRI, and the IAN, the Intelligent Advocacy Network. The cash was awarded from a Champions of Justice Fund.
It sounds all nice and important and legit, doesn't it?
Set up by, and this, you'll be familiar with this one, you'll go, set up by the California chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations.
They
you
show
know,
up again.
Care. Because they care.
Sure, they do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
In California, largest arm of CARE, the web of nonprofits affiliates at San Francisco and LA, raised more than $100,000 in donations for campus radicals, while the main group solicited $64,000 in donations.
Yep.
Money was then offered as an interest-free loans in grants of $1,000 to students who lost scholarships, housing, or other support because of their advocacy. And that's right on CARE's website. It's not like they're necessarily even trying to hide it.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I guess we shouldn't be surprised, really.
The enemy within. Mm. Yep. Trump and the Saudi Crown Prince... leave the Abraham Accords and a nuclear technology stuff on the table. They didn't really get to that, but it appears they had a very good meeting. Details on that, a whole lot more coming your way on this happy hump day, Trump day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. All right, 6:38, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Hump Day. Trump Day is one of your top stories. Epstein resolution should go to Trump's desk, I believe, today. And so, release it all. Release the hounds. 4 years, Biden. Not a big deal. Democrats not squawking to release any kind of list at all. And then all of a sudden, Trump takes... office, and now it's the biggest deal on their plate, and they just they're chomping at the bit. Here's what I want you to remember. Whatever heinous crimes took place on that island, they're wrong. I'd love to see the perps punished.
Yep.
No doubt about it. No halfway, no gray areas. If they actually participated, sick pups. If they actually knew there was things that were going on there, and they didn't report that, sick pups, okay?
I still think, though, if they really thought they had something on Trump, they'd have got him over the last 4 years, 8 years, whatever.
They weaponized the DOJ, the FBI. Yeah. They went above and beyond in so many different areas. You better believe that if they had a scintilla of evidence, they would have ran with that. But my overall point on this thing about making the big deal about the Epstein thing is, I think one of the reasons why they're doing it, obviously anything deflect from the president's success, to take away from that, to try to push his name together with Epstein every opportunity, even when it doesn't make sense. Yes, it's all there. But I think what else it does, for others, it'll take away from some things that happened during the Biden administration. Here's why it's important. See, this is going to backfire on them. That they avoided talking about fentanyl for 4 years, even though it killed during that time period about 270,000 Americans. The number one cause of death for Americans 18 to 49. Well, why wasn't anybody talking about it? The media wasn't talking about it. The Democrats wouldn't talk about it. It was just Fox News and talk radio. Well, the reason for that was because if you talked about fentanyl, that naturally would bring you to the border. And if it brought you to the border, then, and remember, this is going back earlier in their administration, then it would show that the border's wide open, that there absolutely is a problem there, that Mayorkas and Biden and everybody else you ask in the Democrat Party are lying through their teeth about the border issue. But here's where it all comes together. If it makes you sick to your stomach to think about what may have occurred on that Epstein Island and what he did, and you know how he would try to wrangle in these girls, let me tell you something. While the Democrats are squawking about that, 30,000 children have been finally like returned to where they're supposed to be because of the Biden administration. They sent tens of thousands of kids to just give them any kind of name, phone number, address, and they would just send the kids unvetted. Now, that's a fact. So they estimate now that there could be around 300,000 that fit under that category. And we've already, in less than a year, gotten 30,000 back. But still, that's what, 10%? There's a long way to go. If you want to start going through some of the individual things and how these children have been treated, it'll make you sick to your stomach. Not exactly the way I want to start the morning. I'm sure you probably feel the same way. But we can't overlook this whole thing either. While the Democrats want to somehow try, and just hoping that there's something that they can push the name Trump together with Epstein, that's their goal. And just the overall subject matter deflects from, like I said, the successes that Trump is having. But if you spend just a few minutes and look at that issue of what was going on with human trafficking, especially when it comes to children, it's grotesque. And nobody with a clear conscience, there's no way that you could have been high up in the Biden administration not know what was going on, and then to not only not do anything about it, to allow it to absolutely continue, to lie that there's even a problem at the border, just allowing people to come flooding in, including children with, in many cases, without their parents. Now, that's just plain sick. You think about it. And the Biden administration absolutely was heavily entrenched in all of this. They really are not like us. They just really are not. And it just makes, how do you address it? I mean, it just makes you sick. They want to play these games. You know how they care about kids? Well, first of all, abort them. Yeah. Then if the kids survive, it's like, yep. The kid thinks he's a different gender, by all means, you know, mutilate that child. That's what they stand for. And then if the child reaches, into the teen years or whatever, and wants to be a biological boy playing with girls in sports, they're okay with that, too. Look, the Democrat Party has turned into a really sick party.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, mm-hmm. the party of perverts. I find it interesting. I'll see a meme every once in a while that one of my bozo lefty so-called friends will have put out there, and it'll usually be something about Trump, Epstein, some sort of perversion, some name-calling, trying to disparage the president in some way. And I just, look, I don't have the time or the energy to, you know, try to battle back to these people that, by the way, don't listen. I did try once with one guy. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, this political stuff that you spout off about, you know, it is my job. It is what I do.
Right.
You know, for the last 25 years straight, every day, day in and day out. It is all I do when I'm not in my boat or my motorcycle.
Well, yeah.
But, and so did that have any credence? Did he say, hey, respect the fact that you know, have been doing this for years? No, nothing. No, it wasn't anything necessarily negative either. But no real acknowledgement there.
But who's going to know more about it? Seriously. Come on.
I tried to explain it to my family in the past, and I converted some of them over to be Trump's supporters.
Yeah.
But, here's what I try to say. I go, if I was a plumber and you had a plumbing issue, you'd ask me. If I was an attorney and you had a legal question, you would ask me. But when it comes to politics, you don't believe me? You don't trust me?
Right.
And you know I don't have an agenda. I don't have paychecks coming in from, you know, the Republican Party or any PAC groups or any other support. There's nobody other than doing a successful radio show.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have and all I've had for many years now. I appreciate the support that I do have, but it's silly when, well, there's so many people just don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
And I guess nobody wants to admit they're on the side of evil, because that's what it is now. The Democrat Party, it's what they represent. Sorry. This is the way it is. 646 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Psst. Hey. Don't tell everybody, but we know you're busy. That's why we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue, every funny bit on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app.
Free?
You know it's now free. You know why?
Why?
It's always been free.
Oh.
But you can get it on the Odyssey app. I say it like that because otherwise if you say it into your phone, it's going to be like Space Odyssey 2000.
Or you'll get a picture of a Honda minivan or something.
Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's the app. Or Apple. Or Spotify. Or even iHeart. It's funny because in radio, we used to call them the Evil Empire. The Evil Empire.
That's funny.
You know, known as Clear Channel and a couple of other
guys,
things. But
yeah,
the Evil Empire. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of bloodletting in their company. It's one of the largest, I think it was the largest radio broadcaster.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd all sit back on these other companies that were successful, but maybe not quite as big. And we'd see the bloodletting, cutting people. And so we changed their name in the industry. We'd call them Cheap Channel, you know, firing people left and right.
Yep.
Little did we know
Stop there,
that
Bob.
Imbeciles that ran the rest of these companies would play follow the leader.
Yeah, let's be like them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's destroy the medium that, Anyway, did I tell you how much I love this flipping job?
Oh, he loves his job.
Gosh.
If corporate's listening, he loves his job.
Man, it is. I actually do. I love my job very well. And because I don't have to deal with corporate, because I have two local bosses that are awesome, it makes it all pleasant and worthwhile.
Yes.
And we appreciate that. Even Greg.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Greg complains a little, but...
Well, yeah.
He's usually just... Well, he's usually just fine.
Usually.
All right. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, he came by and hung out with the Trumpster.
Oh,
man,
they
were getting along fine. I'm telling you.
Oh,
you can read the body language, the smiles.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Now, that being said, and I like to see Trump getting along. I like to see any of it, whatever the leader is, our leader, whoever the leader might be, getting along with others. Here's the thing with Saudi. Let's not kid around. They can't be trusted. I mean, they can't be.
Agreed.
But then again, really, I mean, who of our supposed allies can we truly trust? You know what I mean?
Mm, yep.
And we just have to accept that. When you're the big dude on the block, you know what I mean? Tom Brady, he's got plenty of friends. He's got a lot of fake friends, too, I'm sure.
The hanger-oners.
Just by the nature of the beast.
You bet.
Yeah. So, same thing. We've probably got a lot of fake friends, or sometimes they are legit, and maybe it more depends on the issue. And look, if we love Trump because he puts America first, can we be shocked if other countries might go, well, we want to do that, but we think this would benefit us better?
Sure.
Can we blame them? Because they're supposed to be looking out for their folks. So, look, it's always going to be a little tenuous, especially when you talk about, you know, the Middle East. But here's the thing. When they have skin in the game, that's a good thing. And what I mean by skin in the game is you've got the crown prince now from $600 million to now willing to invest $1 trillion in the U.S. So they have skin in the game. In other words, when we succeed, when our economy does well, guess what? Everything goes better for them as well. Mm-hmm. And the more countries, and this is what Trump's doing, he is using money. He's using the promise of wealth and future success, and people in power like that, right? So that's kind of his drawing card. Look, this war stuff, forget about it. That costs money. Don't you want to make money? And so that's why I think that he's found a very kind of a successful way to approach these things, and that's why I think that so far it's working, all right? So we got that going on. We've got the Epstein resolution, I guess they're calling it. Now, that'll go to Trump's desk today. We'll get any information that we haven't gotten or shared from Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who'll be coming along in, we'll be speaking to her in about an hour, I do believe. Yep. 47 years ago today, if you do not know what I'm referring to, please leave the country.
Whoa, that's cold.
Really?
Tough crowd. Well, not really.
I mean, that line.
Now that you think about it, yeah, you ought to know that.
The Gettysburg Address. I'm not saying you have to recite it.
Okay, good.
But if you hear 47 years ago today and you don't say Gettysburg Address.
Yeah.
I mean.
Agreed.
Not exactly like I have a PhD in American history. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the equivalent. No, just kidding. All right, we've got a lot more coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.